summer feeling, that summer feeling, that summer feeling. When there's things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. Because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated. And you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it. When the catamaran has got the drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you. When you and them hanging around and they don't ignore you. When you say what you will and they still adore you. Is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling.
You're gonna want this feeling inside
feeling.
One more time.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain, and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the swings and all the dust is kicking up. And you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
You'll throw away everything for it.
Summer feeling.
You'll throw away
summer.
heaven for us. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling,
you're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
So much coming in, I do not know where to begin, but just follow the lead you're pulling, and I get lost in your trail. So much more to tell, you just ask me if I'm doing well, but I do not know what the hell, I just swallow hard.
I can never leave him.
You could cry in some arms. You could cry in some arms like a child. You could cry.
Jupiter or Thor is perfect. We need Atlas for our long-distance stuff. The Titan will be even better. They shouldn't have canceled Navajo. Wait till you see our submarines with Polaris.
Attention all personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
Strange. You look good, happily there. Can you sell a shoe, babe? Or have you picked your target yet? Yes, I'm there. Does your dog bite? Yes, I'm there. Five feet away. End of speech is the end of the day. We was only finding. But guilt I lay, I thought you had it coming. Yes, I did. Does your dog bite? Yes, I
thank you. right. I'm not sure if you could hear me last time because the mic wasn't turned on. So that might have just been silence, and I'm really sorry for that. But I'm here now. As a reminder, this is Maddie. This is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay. That was a good little set. First, we heard Big Thief with Black Diamonds. I'm pretty sure Big Thief does not have a bad song. I don't know if I've ever, like, really sat down and listened to an album of theirs all the way through, but I know a good amount of their songs, and I just kind of, you know, find them one by one, and there are no misses. From what I've heard so far, there are no misses. And that happens to be the one that I'm most into right now. That's Black Diamonds by Big Thief. After that, we heard Hey Sandy by Polaris, also known as the theme song to the iconic Nickelodeon television show The Adventures of Pete and Pete. This show was before my time, but it was a childhood classic for me because it was my sister's favorite show, and we had a boxed set, a DVD box set of The Adventures of Pete and Pete. It's a really good show. It's a really good summer show, especially, I think, just because they get up to a lot of fun antics, and it has, like, a real, like, suburban summer vibe that really speaks to me in my own personal history. But the theme song is great, and it's by Polaris, which I was doing some research behind the scenes, and it turns out they were a band that formed specifically for the purpose of making the music for Pete and Pete. Sorry, The Adventures of Pete and Pete. And they went off. That song is great. All right, and then after that, we heard Pigeon by Tennis. Another band that I think, like, truly no misses. Really all Tennis songs are good. They're all kind of, like, basic, poppy, like, cutesy songs, but sometimes that's what you need in the summertime. Okay, we have some more good music coming up for you. I also want to shout out my sister again, who's listening, I think. She says Suburban Lawn Core, or Suburban Lawn Lore. I don't know if she meant core or lore, but shout out to Morgan. I think she's running, or at least starting to run right now, and so this is her music. Anyway, let's hear some more. This is another Wilson Family classic, honestly. Here's Paul Simon with Crazy Love, Volume 2 from Graceland.
Charlie the Archangel sloped into the room. He said, I have no opinion about this, and I have no opinion about that. Sad as a lonely little wrinkled balloon. He said, well, I don't claim to be happy about this, boys, and I don't seem to be happy about that. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part. She knows about jokes this time, the joke is on me. Well, I have no opinion about that, and I have no opinion about me. Somebody could walk into this room and say your life is on fire. It's all over the evening news, all about the fire in your life on the evening news. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. Charlie the Archangel files for divorce. He says, well, this'll eat up a year of my life. And then there's all of that weight to be lost. She says, the joke is on me. I say, the joke is on me. I said, I have no opinion about that. Well, we'll just have to wait and confirm. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love.
Away to break the habit, singing praises.
We just heard M79 by Vampire Weekend, and before that, we heard Crazy Love, Volume 2 by Paul Simon. Love Graceland, that's what that Paul Simon song is off of. Truly a great album. It's been said maybe a million times. It's one of the best albums of all time. I hate to say it, but he really did something with that one. I think both of those, the Paul Simon album and the Vampire Weekend self-titled, which M79 is from, were essential childhood albums. This is kind of a nostalgic episode, now that I'm realizing it, except not the rest of it. Just the Pete and Pete song and those two. But my parents definitely had Graceland on CD, cassette, and vinyl. And my sister, same sister, shout out to Morgan, was a big Vampire Weekend fan all the way back in 2008, so that song has been, you know, on my radar for a while. I knew Vampire Weekend before they were cool, when I was 8. Just kidding. But I do love Vampire Weekend. I always have. And I think that's a great summer album, the self-titled. And especially now, because the whole, like, preppy old money New England vibe is coming back into fashion, which I think that album does well with a good little tongue-in-cheek moment. But I've, like, been listening to the album for so long and all of the songs from it that it's like I forget what they even sound like. And so hearing them sort of individually and not in the context of the record is cool, and, like, rediscovering them. Okay, let's hear some more music. Up next is The Cardigans. Here's Choke.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. All right, we're back. That was Red Planet by Always, or Always. Before that, we heard May Queen by Liz Phair. And before that, Choke by The Cardigans. That's from their album First Band on the Moon, which also has Love Fool, famously. I don't know really a lot about The Cardigans. I guess they're Swedish. From the 90s, and that song Choke has a great flute moment, and that's why I like it. After that, we heard May Queen by Liz Phair. I like Liz Phair. I want to get more into her stuff. Another 90s icon. May Queen's a great song from the album Whip Smart, which is a really good album. One of my favorite songs ever is on there. It's called Nashville. And after that, we heard Red Planet by Always, another band kind of like Tennis or Big Thief, where like all of their songs are good. Like there's no bad songs. They're not very like complicated or, you know, interesting, but they are. But they're not like challenging songs, if that makes sense. But they're all good. They're all hits. That one's a little more mellow than their other stuff, but I still like it. Okay, I'm going to read a quick PSA. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Okay, after that short message, sorry, just putting the binder away, we're going to hear some more music. Okay, I have four more songs up next with a similar summer vibe, slow summer vibe. Here's Widow's Peak with All Yours.
Thank you.
All right. We have about 10 more minutes on the show, and I have some good music left. We just heard All Yours by Widow's Peak. Again, don't really know a lot about them, but that's a good slow summery pop song. And then we heard I Don't Care by the unfortunately named Final Solution, but regardless of the name of the band, what a great song. It's from the original soundtrack to a blaxploitation movie called Brother Man from, I believe, 75. That was never made, except this album was made, the soundtrack was made, and it's like incredible soul. Great song. That was I Don't Care by The Final Solution. All right, and coming up next, I have two more songs. I'll play one and then round out the show, but coming up next, we have Farewell Transmission by Kevin Morby and Waxahachie. This is originally by Jason Molina under his, when he was Songs Ohio. But they covered it, Kevin Morby and Waxahachie, who I think are a couple, two iconic folk indie singers currently working on a tribute album to him. And I really, really love this cover. This was a big summer song for me last year. So I hope you enjoy. This is Farewell Transmission by Kevin Morby and Waxahachie.
The whole place is dark. Every light on this side of the town. Suddenly it all went down. Now we'll all be brothers of the fossil fire of the sun.
Now we'll all be sisters of the fossil blood of the moon.
Someone must have set them up. Now they'll be working in the cold gray rock. Now they'll be working in the hot mill steam. Now they'll be working in the concrete, in the sirens and silences now. All the great set up hearts, all at once they start to beat. No one gets it right. The real truth about it is my kind of life's no better off if it's got the maps or if it's lost. We will try, no, whatever we try, we will be gone, but not forever. Come on, let's try, no, whatever we try, we will be gone, but not forever. The real truth about it is there ain't no end to the desert I'll cross.
I've really known it all along.
Oh mama, here comes midnight with the dead moon in its jar. Must be the big star about to fall.
Oh mama, here comes midnight with the dead moon in its jaws. Must be the big star about to fall.
Oh mama, here comes midnight with the dead moon in its jaws. Must be the big star about to fall. Long dark blue. Long dark blue. The big star is falling. Long dark blue. The big star is falling. Long dark blue.
Through the static and distance.
Long dark blue. A farewell transmission. Long dark blue. Listen. Long dark blue. Listen. Long dark blue. Listen. Long dark blue.
Listen.
All right, everyone. That was Farewell Transmission, originally by Jason Molina and covered by Kevin Morby and Waxahachie. Thanks for tuning in. I had a good time. Every time I come on here, I remember how much I love being on air and listening to music in general. I should be back next week. This is Maddie. This is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, last song I'm going to play is Catch by The Cure, and I hope everyone has a lovely evening and a great weekend. Bye!